San Francisco was the highest in the lower 48 states at $3.04 a gallon, according to her latest figures. The lowest price was found in Jackson, Mississippi at $2.09 a gallon. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beach Boys concert production. Join us Friday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, live in the event center. The sounds of surf, sun, and classic cars sets the backdrop for this recreation of the 1960s Beach Boys with Catch a Wave. With vocal harmony beyond belief, Catch a Wave is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beach Boys, sporting authentic detail just as you remember. Remarkable harmonics evoking that surf pop sound. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or windriver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 19th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Mendocino. She's having a girls' week with her friends, and they're taking off this morning. And I trust that they'll get there and have a great time, and I'll come back on Thursday. But I am teamed today with Joe Comente. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
He was going to be on and talk about an event coming on. I said, Joe, why don't you just come on for the whole time?
Sounds like a plan to me.
And here he came. So, good. So, good morning, everybody. It's about, 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines are 605-4567. And we've got a lot of things to talk about today. And so I'd like to hear everybody's ideas, because we're going to discuss everything from crime and punishment, or lack thereof, to rumors about the jail and other things that are going on today. But good morning, there, Bad Bob.
Solving the problems of the world once again.
Again.
Indeed.
In 2 hours, we will have it all solved.
Have it all figured out. Hey, figuring out the weather this morning, considerable cloudiness, occasional rain showers. Nearest rain is about 20 miles away, but moving in our direction as we check the KCNR weather radar. Partly cloudy skies tonight, and tomorrow should be overcast on Wednesday. So a mixed bag for the next several days. By the time we get to Friday, though, we should be seeing mainly sunny skies. Right now in Redding, we're at about 50 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A local business where they give discounts to veterans and seniors. Give them a call, 365-3793, a local business owned by Chuck and Judy Kenny, another veteran-owned business right here in our city. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm quite well. How are you?
Great. Now, Friday I wasn't here, and I've been getting a lot of questions from people. What happens Thursday night? My friend, my brother-in-arms, Ted Lighty, called me, said, we can go turkey hunting.
Nice.
So, I took him up on it. Linda took the show. And turkey hunting, we did go. And we were successful. It was Carl and Ted 2, turkeys 0. Which, considering the rest of the year, it kind of like started to even up the odds. Not, but it still was great. I learned that if you're hunting with Ted Lighty, though, you have to be prepared. This is almost like a run and gun thing. Where we start out and it's pitch dark, and he grabs a predator call, and he makes this sound like a squealing rabbit, and the turkeys from far away will gobble because they hear something out there. So off we go, and we drive in that direction, and then we stop and do it again, and they gobble again. So we go out, we drive up to another spot, park the truck, hop out, And now he gives a the things that man can do with the turkey call are probably should be illegal. And but he starts calling, and we hear him. So off we go, and it's just starting to get daylight. So down a hill, up a hill, park ourselves in a clump of trees, and here they come. And they go by us the first time because I hear him say, wait, I can't hear. And he goes, wait, till the last one. Well, I didn't hear it till the last one, so I thought it was wait because there was another reason for this. And anyway, they circled back, circled around us, and we got one.
Nice.
And then later on, we got the second one. And he was just, again, he can call a turkey from 2 miles away. And it's just, it's really good to see somebody that, I mean, that you see this kind, you see these kind of calls on, you know, on TV and, you know, or something like that. But, you know, he gets his diaphragm in his mouth and it's kind of like he's out there saying things to those Jakes that, and those Toms that it's like, well, here they come running. I mean, they come trotting down the road this last time and, they tried to ride onto the deke and one left, one stayed.
That happens.
Great day.
Awesome.
Great day. It's beautiful out there anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to hunt with Ted Light, you bring a lunch. Because luckily he was getting ready to head for Reno that day. But if we hadn't gotten that second bird, it's one of those things where you hunt and then you stop and have lunch and you take a nap. Then you get up and you hunt some more until it gets dark. So it's, you know. So
that's
either,
a good day.
Well, I've hunted with other people. Ted Oakley and I went yesterday. And his friend and our friend, my new friend. And we didn't get the turkey. They didn't come down right away. We walk around for an hour, didn't see any turkey. So we all left. Now, I like that kind of hunting, too. I mean, you're out of there by 9 o'clock. You're finished. Okay. Nothing's here. Let's
there you go. Got other things to do with the day.
Oh, got other things to do for the day. That's right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Do you hunt turkeys?
I don't. I've done a little bit of duck hunting. Usually what I do for duck hunting is I put a lot of warning shots into the sky to let them know that I'm there for the day, tell their friends. It could be a danger zone, but I'm not sure that'll happen.
If you put enough shot in the air, sooner or later a duck will run into it.
That's really my game plan.
This was the World War II anti-air defense.
Exactly.
They'd all pick an area and they'd all start shooting, and they just keep shooting in that one area and hope that the planes flew through it.
That's pretty much how I do it.
Is that how you do it? Well, you know what? It works for some people if you've got enough ammo. Anyway, so... Hey, I'm glad you were able to join me this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
We've got a lot of things to talk about here. I do want to remind everybody, though, that the Urban Turkey Photo Contest is still going on. I'm still getting photos, and I'm going to hand them over to Marcus Parton, who will be the one that says, this is the photo of the year. You get a $50 gift certificate to View. The second prize winner gets a $25 gift certificate to the View. And third prize is these three beautiful glass canisters of different colors with wooden tops that I purchased at a Wild Turkey Association. And let me tell you, Linda says these are really nice to get out of the house.
I am not eligible, however. I have a picture that I will gladly sell to the highest bidder.
Oh, no, the one you had from the dentist office. And you're not eligible, but that could have been in the top three. He's sitting in the chair and takes a photo of a turkey looking through the window at him. I mean, come on. This is great. I've got photos of in front of the VA Hall, Veterans Hall, in front of Five Star Bank. I think it's the same turkey. I think they just cross the streets.
They
just move around. But I've got other great – but send them to me at carl@kcnr1460.com. You can fax them to us at 605-4561. You can send them to me on Facebook. You can, you know, over at, you know, at Free Fire Radio. Just get them to me and you get registered. Commander Gibson sent me a really good one of turkeys on the roof. Lots of them.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that there's got to be 1,000 urban turkeys around here.
Yeah.
1,000 urban turkeys in this area. I mean, they're everywhere.
What's funny is I grew up here, and I never saw turkeys in the wild until just about the last dozen years or so. It's amazing.
Did you see them in town? Or just never saw them?
Never saw them at all.
Well, this kind of tells you something about the huge, how conservation and people that hunt turkeys, believe it or not, the National Wild Turkey Federation, they put out millions of dollars for habitat and helping, just like all of the all true sportsmen do, Ducks Unlimited and all these really do, Safari Club International. They spend a lot of money on habitat for animals, so right. And it brings them back from the brink of extinction. So look at all the turkeys you have. I mean, I looked at just the numbers of turkeys in the United States the other day because you know it was on one of these lines, and you'd be surprised. I mean, Massachusetts got 10,000 turkeys. Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, that picture I showed you last night, Brenda and I were at Whiskey Town, right there at the ranger office. And this big old Tom was putting on quite the show for the lady, who was pretty much ignoring him and scratching away and being very coy. And then she goes across the street, and he's making every noise in the book. You know, I wish I had a good recorder because I'd have had stuff I could have posted. But he was, you know, they put on quite the display.
Oh my gosh, yes. And a lot of times you're right. The hen's just kind of like. Keep scratching, walk away. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, it's springtime. It's time to get a new bed. And where can you get a great bed? You go down to the Target Shopping Center. You go over to Sleep Number store. And right now, you can save on a queen mattresses that only start at $899.99. I've never slept better than on my Sleep Number. Linda's never slept better. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, which means that she sleeps at a different firmness in the mattress than I do. So what's that mean? So she sleeps a lot more comfortably than she would if she slept on the firmness on my side. So isn't this, I mean, this is a J.D. Powers for 2 years in a row said this is the best mattress in the United States for 2 years in a row. Plus, Consumer Reports has said it's the best mattress in the United States. But even more important, Linda and I say it's the best mattress.
Well, that's
because you know us.
That's the endorsement right there.
Well, that's it. I mean, because you know us. Anybody can, you know, the rest of it, who knows what happens. But we sleep on it. We think it's a great deal. And right now, if you go on down, and besides getting that queen starting at only $899.99, you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. Yep. And they have great pillows. We have those, too, that you can sleep on. They just kind of really adjust to you. All over there at Sleep Number. Okay, we're going to take a break, and Joe Comente and I'll be right back because Joe's got a lot of things to talk about. I want to talk to Joe, being that he's one of our leaders in this town, about a rumor I heard about the jail. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Joe Comente today. Linda's on her way down to Mendocino. Okay, let me see what we've got. You know that the B-17 was here over the weekend.
Yeah.
Did you fly in that?
No.
$475 a flight.
The aluminum overcast.
I think I passed on
that. It's a little out of my budget. Yeah, but I heard it fly overhead quite a few times.
I saw the Moffett had pictures of it. Congressman can go on those things. Yeah. May 13th, the Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International. We're just talking about environmentals and the things they do for conservation. And this is the they protect the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. It's going to be Saturday, May 13th. You can get tickets for that. It's going to be great. It's going to have all types of hunts, raffles, guns. I saw what kind of guns they're going to have there. They're just like the place to go if you're interested in winning some really good firearms, plus doing some really good things. Give a call to Larry McLeod at 474-5075 for tickets. You can get a table. You can just get individual tickets. And I'm right here with the guy that's the chairman of One Safe Place 10th Annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
I am here.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I'm always excited to be involved. I think we all look at certain charities that we really want to support. And having grown up in a law enforcement family, having spent a little time in law enforcement myself, having a son in law enforcement, it's always hard to see people who are victimized. And sadly, in our society, women and children tend to be victimized more often. And when you look at an organization like One Safe Place, it really allows specifically these women, although it is available to men, who are at risk to have a place where they can come and be safe and reconfigure their lives and look at the direction they want to go in. So on Saturday, May 6th, we've changed the location. We've always done it right here downtown, but we're doing it starting at the Red Lion. We're going to walk on down to C.R. Gibbs and then back again. And the goal is, one, obviously to raise money. The other is to raise awareness. And the message I want to send out to everyone is you don't have to wear high heels. Now, some of us can pull it off. I mean, you know, you have to have the athleticism and the grace to be able to walk in high heels.
And the legs.
Well, I keep my legs covered, but I have the first two.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. But my goal is to really get as many families out there, moms, dads, sons, daughters, grandkids, just come out and walk. Because I really want to send a message to the community that we are Shasta County Strong, that this is an issue that is very important to us. Obviously, we just had a recent situation that the Sheriff's Department had to deal with, which is horrific and horrendous. So I really think that this is such a noble cause.
I'm sorry. Is this something you can talk about?
Well, yeah. Well, it's the woman whose ex-husband claimed that she fell down.
Oh, that one. Oh, my gosh. She's been there before to One Safe Place, didn't she?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And then he hung himself.
Yeah, which?
I just saved the price.
I have a comment on that. I'm not going to say it on the air. But
I was being thoughtful.
Yeah.
So anyway. And I can't help it. I looked at that photo, and I kept thinking, that woman looks familiar. And I just don't know where I would have run into her at, but it's horrible.
Yeah.
No, horrible. Yes, and that's another one. That's another case, but at least she had a place to stay if she chose to.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is it? And I know it's a psychological thing. But Gene King is starting to disagree with those numbers that it takes seven times before a person will leave. She says, I don't believe that. She thinks that, you know, sometimes it can be once if the conditions are right or where the person goes to.
Right. And I think that's really a result of awareness, because there is that feeling of desperation. And oftentimes the predator, has put that impression on the person that they're not worthy to go anywhere else, that no one would help them. And I think the more we spread the message that there is help, there's help readily available, that they don't have to feel like that, and we offer them the services that are available, which One Safe Place does, I think we start to limit that. Because the greatest fear, I believe, is the second time. First time they go, they leave. When they come back, and this is just anecdotal, I think the predator really feels like, I've got power now. You had no place to go. You had to come back to me. Mm-hmm. And that's when violence is most likely to erupt. And this poor woman, because typically it's women and children, are put in harm's way.
Well, I know. And, you know, and it's just terrible when you think about people being abused like this. And now we have a place that
yes.
they can go to, a safe place, and where there's counseling and there's legal assistance and all this. And guys will say, oh, you know what, they just, you know, they're making it worse. And well, no. And, you know, maybe sometimes it's exaggerated, but I can't imagine it, you know, that it's a large portion of the time. And they take guys in there, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is not just for women.
No.
There's men in there right now
yes.
who have been abused.
Yes.
And
yes.
so it's not just a one-way street there.
No, and it's a beautiful facility. It offers privacy for a young family. We are very blessed. It's a sad state of our society that we have to deal with this, but we are very blessed to have an organization like this in our community.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I understand that. So you're not going to wear Are you going to wear the red pumps?
I am going to try to wear.
Okay, so you're not going to wear the culottes. To go along with it, and maybe a big flowered hat.
Culottes, I just don't think are in this season. I mean, if they were a fashion first, then I might do that.
They're starting to come back.
I'm gonna slow that comeback down as long as I can.
So are you even gonna roll up your ankle? Roll up the?
I might show a little bit of ankle, but
a little bit of ankle.
That's as far as I'm gonna.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, other people show up dressed as Star Wars. I've seen them dressed up. I mean, there's some really good costumes out there.
I think it's awesome that
the stormtroopers are awesome.
Yeah. I think it's awesome that they engage.
The first year I was in it, and we were right down here at the promenade, and we walk around the block, and I was just imagining people coming into Reading for the first time off the 44. Oh, that's going down, and they make that turn, you know, for whatever reason. Oh, to maybe come back. I don't know, whatever. But make that turn, and here's all of these guys in their high heels striding down the street. We were strong. We were man strong that first half mile.
That's right.
That second half mile.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, you saw wobbling, it was not easy.
I can relate to that. I usually have someone young next to me. My son, Sam, walks with me a lot of times. He actually got the UPrep football team to walk the last couple of years, which is part of our goal, is to get young people engaged in this and realize.
Did they have heels?
They had heels on. And he stayed next to me because he knew that at any moment I could just blow an ankle out. So he's a very thoughtful son. He stayed right next to his dad.
I'm just thinking about seeing the football team.
No, these kids, and at the end, they ran the last, like, you know, 10 yards just because they could.
Because they could.
Yeah.
We're not feminizing our football team.
No, it takes a real man.
It takes a
real man to do that.
Okay, now how do people sign up for this?
You can just go to OSP, One Safe Place, Shasta.org, and you can sign up. You can register as a person, an individual. You can register for a team, or if you just want to support our team, which is the Builders Exchange, you just need to go and make a donation and put it in the name of the Builders Exchange. All the money goes to One Safe Place, so it's easy to check out. If you want to stop by their administrative offices, which are now in the One Safe Place building, everything is in one building, and give you a chance to actually see how awesome that facility is. But
it's
again,
a great facility.
Yeah,
it's a great facility.
I want to get the whole community involved. It's not just for men. It's for everyone. We care. We are a very caring community. Despite the problems we seem to face, we rally strong as a community.
We do. And you have kind of the wedgy heels, man.
I go with the thicker heel. I think it speaks more to my fashion statement.
I don't know. I kind of always thought of you as spikes.
Well, I'm glad you're thinking of me. I
spikes
guess that's
and
that's
pointy,
a good thing.
Pointy.
Again, it probably depends on the time of year and the event to which I'm attending.
And you can wear, you don't have to wear heels. You can wear bunny slippers.
You can wear bunny slippers. You can wear your tennis shoes. Just put a ribbon in there, or you can come
it's
however you want.
It's the thought.
It is the thought
that's
to
right.
come out and raise
and
awareness.
To raise some money. Okay, and raise some awareness there. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to us by our friends over at BNT Satellite. You know, Doug Tooley is a veteran, and he offers some great, great discounts there. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call their local number, the 271-3474. Call him, and he'll make a deal for you that you're not going to believe. $39.99 for I think it's like 40 channels. It's a great deal. And you can and then you can kind of pick, mix and match so you don't get stuck with all the channels you don't want. How many of you watch like 100 channels? Or you have 100 channels you just kind of like never have ever gone to? I mean, I do. So, and you know what? And so the way to avoid that is to call Doug Tooley over at 241-3474, 241-DISH. And he's going to come up with a great package for you, great service right near town. Plus, the money stays in town, the jobs stay in town. You're not dealing with a bunch of jerks from far, far away. Deal with our own local people right here. BNT Satellite. We'll be right back. It's 8:31 in the morning right here on the 24th of April.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
And now, back to our show.
They call me Dr. Love. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio, right here in downtown Reading, rebuilding the downtown of Reading, the core, the center, the heart of Reading, right here at 1326 Market Street.
All right.
You know, you want to rebuild downtown Reading. Here we are. We're ready. We've been fighting the fight for years. And now all these Johnny-come-latelys want to keep start building buildings and saying, hey, let's make this place great. We've been fighting it now for...
You know, somebody had to create the spark.
Somebody's got to start this,
exactly,
Joe.
Exactly.
I'm here with, of course, Joe Comente. And Joe's been my guest today, my guest host, my co-host today. Linda's on her way down to Mendocino with all the girls. Joe, I heard in the barbershop...
So you know it's true if you've heard it in the barbershop.
Heard it in the barbershop. A rumor that because of the budget is and Tom Basinkel talked about this Wednesday when he and both the chief were on here. And I've got some things. I don't know if you heard the show or not. I went back out on Facebook and said, hey, if you didn't hear the show, you need to go hear this show. Because some of the things they said on there were just like, oh, my God, things. You know,
right.
OMG.
Right.
But he said that they're taking they've got to keep their budget flat, yet they're having money taken out of it because of things coming from the state.
Right.
So, like $3 million. Well, a rumor is, you know, and this, again, it's the barbershop rumor, is that the third floor of the jail could be in danger of being closed.
Well, I certainly hope that does not happen.
Think about that.
I would prefer not to be honest.
Do you remember
you.
When it was closed before?
Yes, I do.
And
I do.
That started to the downfall.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now it's chock full of bad guys.
Yep.
Because there's no semi-bad guys in there. There's just bad guys
right.
in there.
Right. Well, we've emptied our prison, so the bad guys have to go somewhere.
And they're there.
Yeah.
And now we're being, of course, sued by the ACLU and other lawyers that are circling like vultures because they started with the federal prisons about being all these things, ADA and all this. Then they went to the big jails, L.A. and San Diego and those. Now they've worked their way to us.
Right.
And we don't have ADA. So we're being sued for millions. And the only way to fix it is to tear out walls, and which is going to cost millions
right.
to do this. We're really up the creek.
Yeah, I honestly don't understand what the expectation of groups like that truly is. What do you hope to accomplish?
They don't care.
Yeah, that's
the
apparent.
Whole thing. Yeah. They want to close down jails. Nobody should really be in jails. Nobody should be in jail.
So are there no bad guys?
There are no bad guys. Okay. It's just, you know what? It's the way you perceive them.
I guess I've been insensitive for all these years.
I listened to a show, one of our shows yesterday, and a guy was on there, and I never got his name. this fellow who's 19 years old, who's already been arrested several times, comes onto their property and does these donuts on his parents' property with gravel, and it's hitting their car and just splatters their car, and eventually, I mean, just so badly they had to, you know, have the whole thing redone. So he came in and said, hey, don't do this. And he comes back and does it again. So the young man goes down to the end of his property line and says, look, you can four-wheel anywhere you want, but this is our property. And the guy comes at him in the truck, hits him, breaks his femur. He's hanging on to the side of the truck. The guy's driving down the road at 70 miles an hour, trying to get him off. And he just said, look, just stop. Just let me off. You know, I won't say anything. Just let me off. The guy keeps driving. They crash into a tree. The guy that's on the side of the truck, I mean, he's totally screwed up. The other guy walks away from it. So they arrest him. It turns out he's got all of these crimes. Hmm. He's never spent a day in jail because it's these crimes. They keep giving him tickets. So they finally get him into jail. And they get him in front of court, and he walks in with his pants hanging down and the whole thing, and the judge says, you're showing no respect here. He says, what are you going to do to me? You know, what are you going to do to me? He says, well, I'm going to put you in jail for 7 years. Well, that jail is here, this county jail.
Right.
You know, because of the crimes. It doesn't go, it's like assault with a deadly weapon,
yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah,
well,
it's a
that's
vehicle.
The vehicle. Remember what that is now.
Yeah.
That's not that felony that needs to go to jail. So they put him in jail here. He was in there for 48 hours, and they released him. 48 hours. Now, this is the story the guy told on We the People yesterday. when you see things like that, when you hear things like that, where are we, Joe? You've lived here a long time.
You're
a community leader.
We're in a lot of trouble. We are sincerely in a lot of trouble, and it again amazes me how organizations just don't appreciate what we're facing. And it starts at the state. I mean, the state just has this sense that, and I always just assume they're more enlightened than I am, because apparently I'm not. I actually think there are bad guys in the world. But they have this sense that we're spending a lot of money putting them in jail. We should be spending money on rehabilitation. And I support those things. I genuinely do. But the sad reality is not everybody is going to be rehabilitated. And some people have chosen the life of crime that they've chosen because they know it beats a regular job and they can get away with it. And until we start putting punishment to fit crime, we're just going to – the good people are going to be locked up in their houses, and we're the ones that are going to be heavily armed, because what else do we do? How else do we protect ourselves?
Not in Gavin Newsom's California.
There was a guy that wrote in the paper that – I think it was in the paper that said that he'd had a knife pulled on him and threatened. And when he called the policeman, he said, the policeman's a good guy. And, I mean, was really helpful. And he says, what am I going to do? He says, buy a gun and get a concealed carry. That was his answer. Buy a gun and get a concealed carry permit.
Right.
Now, frankly, I think that's a good idea, people. I think you've got to be able to defend yourselves. The police are not there. The sheriffs aren't going to be there, and it's going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. Now, am I saying that you should go shoot people? Absolutely not. Last resort. But in no way should you or your loved ones be injured because of some recalcitrant punk who you can't keep in jail.
Right.
Who's going to hurt you. Guy pulls a knife on him, and it's over nothing. Over nothing pulls a knife on him.
The only thing that's keeping these people even slightly at bay is the knowledge that there's a better than even chance in this county of getting a hollow point in the gizzard. If you take away that probability, all bets are off.
And I bet that there's a bill somewhere in Sacramento that's going to take that the ability for a sheriff to issue a concealed carry and give it to the state. I think there's probably one in there. I'm not saying there is, but I would not be surprised if that's not down on somebody's desk someplace.
Right.
You know, underneath, you know, after doing other things, just saying, well, you know, those sheriffs, those constitutional sheriffs, look at them. They're being, you know, they're not going along with the program. Look, they're just issuing guns to people. We know better. We know better right up here at the state level.
They'll call it a public safety measure.
Of course they will. And then they'll make it a 2/3. Yep.
It's amazing how they know so much better than the people that actually live in the community and deal with the realities of the community. I've always been fascinated by that. Same thing with, you know, healthcare and everything. They make all these decisions about what we, the citizens, should have, none of which applies to them.
What do you think, my friend? Give us a call. Should the state take over the issuance of concealed carry permits? What do you think about that? You think that'll work? Since they've got a, you know, up there with all the, they've got all the tech and they've got all the statistics up there, it'd probably be better for them because they have a much better idea. And look how dangerous it is in Shasta County. Even though that none of the things that happened, any of the crime that happens in Shasta County has ever been laid into the feet of any one concealed carry individual.
Right.
Who have to, by the way, have gone through all types of background checks and and face-to-face interviews. I just think this whole thing is I just see it coming. It's just one more nail, Joe.
Let's hope not. That's
how many
rough.
Nails? How many nails will it take you, Joe?
I don't know. I'm at the hope and pray stage that these things just don't happen. That at some point in time, logic has to dictate, regardless of your political persuasion, you have to merely just logically look at the situation and say, is this acceptable in a civilized society? And I think the answer is resoundingly, it is not. And we need to start affecting some change.
And there's, we're going to talk about this when we get back, what's happening down in San Diego. Just even to, you know, impact this change, something the Democrats are doing down there and in L.A. And you're going to like this one even better. I'm here with Joe Comente. Hey, this is Open Line. You got something you want to talk about. You just feel free to hop in at 605-4567. I'm trying to get you, you know, right now, I'm sure that some of you already, you're starting to burp because you have I've increased your stomach acid by some of these. But wait till I get into some of these other ones that we're talking about, besides the GO issue and the French elections and some, terrorist attacks and another incident on an airline. All this when we get back. This portion of the show, though, and we were talking about it early, is if you can't rely on the police to be there when they need to be, and you've got somebody breaking into your house or he's pulling a knife on you, why don't you be able to protect yourself? And how do you do that? Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his crew teach concealed carry, advanced pistol, and tactical rifle all over the Northern California and Central California region. This is what he does for a living, Ted Leidy. And all of his team are professional NRA instructors, many of them former military, many of them in the competitive shooting arena. How do you get to sign up for this? It's easy. Just go to readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822 and sign up. If you've already got a CCW and you're looking for advanced training, give them a call about that. If you've got an M4 and you're looking to learn how to use that rifle properly, how to reload it quickly, how to shoot and move, then you can take the tactical rifle course that's going on this Sunday. But give them a call at 999-1822 to find out how. I'll be right back with Joe Comente. It is 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. How much more are we expected to take?
What I found out today.
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's rodeo time. Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, the magnificent, opulent studios of KCNR 1460. You come in on a red carpet, you might say, and the parking places, there's always a place to park out in front. If you get here at 6:30 in the morning,
I was right up front.
You're right there, right front. You just walk in.
I just walk.
You know, if I had known, I'd had one of my Bobs, you know, escort you in.
I was hoping one of the Bobs would, but I met a Bob as soon as I walked in. So
okay, well, as long as you meet one, you'll never be the same after that.
No, it's an experience.
I'm here with Joe Comente, and we're just, you know, it's open line today, everybody. And I've seen some stuff somebody's writing in here. We need to be posting the advocates' addresses if they want to protect them, then the criminals should know who is fighting for them. If they are anti-Second Amendment, then we should post their addresses. Or it's even better is that well-armed, you know, we believe in guns in this house. House next door doesn't. That kind of thing. How about this? San Diego did just overcome the appeal on their Measure B. 401ks instead of pensions for public employees. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I heard that was rumbling.
1870, if you could call in and tell us what that is. It opens up other municipalities in California. Big win. And maybe the one that points a direction of possible solutions to take back our general budgets from CalPERS. I guess what it is that they had a Measure B that said they were going to use 401s instead of the pension plans going into CalPERS, where the employees have to pay into it instead of this CalPERS debacle that we're, you know, that's riding us into the ground.
Right.
If that's true, just tell me that. And if that's the case, how far up the chain is that in the court system? Is that going to keep going up to the Supreme Court? But if it means a city can say, okay, you know what, we're opting out of CalPERS, we're going to go into our own plan, 401 plan, that could save a lot of money.
Sure.
What do you think about around here?
I mean, certainly I am very, especially law enforcement, I'm very pro-law enforcement. And I don't think there's an amount of money you can pay these men and women to do the things they have to do, especially today. They end up doing on a daily basis what most people don't even want to think about ever doing in their lives. So I certainly want to see them, you know, handsomely rewarded for what they do. Again, the challenge comes is what can we afford to do? And I think that's where it's really got to. Like you would in a business. I want to get the best people. I want to provide them with the best living I can.
But if we don't have the money, we can't shut the store down.
No, exactly. And I think that's where some tough decisions need to be made to determine, okay, what can we do? And certainly for new people coming into the professions, and not just police and fire, but, you know, across
everybody.
The board. I do think we have to look at other alternatives. It would be impossible to tell someone who's already got time on the job.
No, you can't do that.
And that would just be wrong on every level. But I think you can start looking at young people. And oftentimes you hear, we won't get good people. And I take a little bit of exception to that because the business community has been doing that for decades now. And I was one of those people who got into the system with a 401k and have done okay with it, because business was the direction I wanted to go. So I don't know that every young person would look at it and go, without this retirement program, I wouldn't.
Well, they're changing the militaries. They're trying to change the militaries program right now. The thing about it is this, is you can't, you know, there's a lot of people that don't make the $100,000 a year that work for the city and county. I think everybody needs to understand that too. You've got some that they had to bump up their salary to get them up over the minimum wage here for the county.
Right.
So it's not everybody that does that. But I agree with you. I think we need to take a look at – we don't know what we can get unless we try.
Right.
And you've got to make it like – instead of letting the people – like, you know, okay, we're looking for a city manager, then maybe we ought to have an outside agency look for the city manager and not let the, you know, and come in at a different price and see how many people they could find. You know, bringing it in at $40,000 a year less.
It's certainly an option to look at. And I would venture to say that our city council will be looking at any and all options. I don't think any of this – I know for a fact because I talk to most of them on a regular basis. I don't think any of them think this situation is acceptable, and they are aware of what we need to do.
I think they are. We cannot keep doing what we're doing because, you know what, they took it from, what, 6.5 down to 6. Or was it 7 to 6.5? And it cost us, what, $1 million?
Yeah.
And they're going to bring it down again. And they're going to bring it down again. We're going to be – I mean, we have no money.
Yeah. No, it is certainly a problem. And Mr. Starman said it at a meeting a few weeks ago in terms of the amount against every dollar in salary that the city will be responsible for. And it is a frightening amount of money. At his own admission, it is a frightening amount of money.
You know what? People may not like to hear this, but Gary Cadd was saying this 5 years ago. And on this show, probably 4 years ago, with Gary Cadd and – Kurt Starmer was sitting there. Kurt agreed with him. Kurt's known about it. It's
right.
Not a surprise. I think everybody's known about it. Nobody just wanted to face it. But now it's slapping us in the face, and it's just not getting any better. So what do we do? Well, let's go to Terry. Maybe Terry has an idea. So how do you solve the CalPERS and that problem in a short term, in the sense that everybody that's already taking money from CalPERS, I mean, if they've been in the system for 20 years, you can't take it away from them, or even 15, maybe even 10 years, you can't take it away from them. And now we're getting ready to drop the CalPERS, you know, from 6.5 to 6, and all the other things that are going on. So how do you solve that, Terry?
Well, one thing, you can't change it as far as for the folks that have retired. Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, put it simply, a contract's a contract. The deal's the deal. We just have to suck it up and do it. And that's the problem. You can't suck it up and do it. If you have $100 in your checking account and your bills are $300, you have $100. There is no short-term answer. Yes, Mr. Starman knew, but I wanted to also bring up something about the police here. And you're right, they do a job that most people would never want. But, you know, when you look at Transparent California and the other statistics on salaries, the Redding Police Department is 19% higher than Los Angeles in hiring new people and 17% higher than Oakland. Now, if you're a young man raising a family, would you rather raise that family being a peace officer in Redding, California, and making 19% more and paying less for a home, or would you rather be in Los Angeles? So that argument doesn't really hold water on the money end of it that way, because that's just where we are, good, bad, or indifferent. So we do offer a good salary for our police. But there is no curing, CalPERS. There just isn't a curing it. And also the other thing about sometimes people have to come to logic. You mean people like Hitler or Mussolini or Stalin. California knows what they're doing. They knew what they were doing when they had CalExit. De Leon knows what he's doing when he talks to the press. They know what they're doing. And no, logic doesn't have to come forward. An agenda does. And their agenda is socialism. And that's just the deal. We have to, as the Apostle Paul said, put away childish things and not be naive to what's going on around us.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
You bet. Oh, by the way, Sally, I have an important announcement, because probably the best speaker in the United States will be in Reading tonight, and that's Mark Baird. And she'll announce that at 8.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. Hey, I got some guy in here that said CalPERS can move to a new system effective immediately. Contracts for current employees can be amended to a new system. Feds did it when they went from CSRS to FERS. Oh, wonder what, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I think everything has to be looked at.
I think so.
That's the reality of it.
Yeah. And the other thing that Joe said, we can get into that to the second hour, but essentially it's the dirtbag that burned the Johnson Park gas station employee to death unprovoked. The DA says they will not seek the death penalty. I wonder why that is.
And do we actually put anybody to death in the state of California?
Well, I think it's like 12 years ago. Well, we do.
It doesn't pencil out anymore.
Does it count if they die of old age on death row?
I guess. I guess you would have to count that, yeah.
No, I don't think you can count that one. Well, you know what? I had a San Quentin guard come in here, and he says, we need to do away with the death penalty. He says, am I for the death penalty? Yeah. He says, am I? And he says, but California is never going to execute anybody. and it's costing $100,000 per person per year to keep them there.
Right.
And he says, why don't we just put them back out in the general population? Let it sort itself out.
Let Darwinism take
yeah,
over.
That seems to be the trending thought anyway.
Okay. I'm with Joe Comente. We've got an open lines today, and there's so many things. So many people come in. There's some great stuff in here. And when we come back, I want to talk about Congressman LaMalfa. Is Congressman LaMalfa in trouble? This is something that came out in the paper this weekend, and I think this is worth a discussion. Is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, in what you'd consider a safe district, is he in trouble? Or could he be in trouble? Let's talk about that when we get back. This show is being brought to you by our friends down there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. They've redone the whole place. It's going to be a great experience for you. Discounts for veterans. It is the place to go to on Hilltop. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, KCNR, AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Redding News brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
No plans to escalate tensions with North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says now the U.S. feels it's not going it alone.
Working with China for the first time, they have really been our partner in trying to make sure that we hold him at bay. And I think it's a new day when you've got China and the United States working together on a statement to condemn North Korea. They've put pressure on him. He feels it. That's why he's responding this way. And I think it is a different day.
Haley has been making the rounds with a number of television interviews today in which she praised China's involvement in trying to pressure North Korea to cease its missile testing and also criticizing its leader, Kim Jong-un. Correspondent Robert Burns reports Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Afghanistan, where he's going to meet with top American commanders.
He's trying to get a feel for where things stand for the war against the Taliban and to consider what the Trump administration might do in terms of changing the policy toward Afghanistan, including whether to send more U.S. troops.
As correspondent Robert Burns, Mattis becomes the first member of President Trump's cabinet to pay a visit to Afghanistan. French voters shut out the country's political mainstream from the presidency for the first time in the country's modern history yesterday. The May 7th runoff will be between the populist Marine Le Pen and centrist Emmanuel Macron. The Supreme Court will not be hearing a challenge to Alabama's ban on the transfer of campaign contributions between political action committees.
The justices left in place a lower court ruling that said the 2010 law does not unconstitutionally restrict political speech. The law was challenged by the Alabama Democratic Conference, one of the state's oldest predominantly African-American political organizations.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by about 219 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
When you shop at your local Lifeway Christian store, you'll find trustworthy products that speak directly to your life at the best possible price. With a broad but trusted selection of options from popular authors and teachers like John MacArthur, Chuck Swindoll, Charles Stanley, Beth Moore, and Priscilla Shirer, you're sure to find what you need. At Lifeway, you'll also find a great selection of study Bibles to compare in translations like the New Christian Standard Bible, plus Bible studies, music, home decor, and resources for kids like DVDs, children's Bibles, and devotional books. Browse our selection, flip through the pages of a book, Bible study, or Bible, and you're sure to find just the right item. When you find it, skip waiting on shipping from an online retailer because you never have to worry about paying too much. With our price match promise, we'll match most prices you find, including Amazon's. Simply show us the current price and we'll match it. See store for details, and to find a store near you, visit Lifeway.com. Lifeway Christian Store. Trustworthy products at the best possible price.
President Trump spoke with astronaut Peggy Whitson in a phone call from the Oval Office to congratulate the International Space Station commander for a space flight record.
You have broken the record for the most total time spent in space by an American astronaut, 534 days and counting. That's an incredible record to break.
Gasoline price is a little bit higher over the past 2 or 3 weeks. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg says you've got to head to Mississippi if you want some of the cheapest prices around.
The high in this panel of cities is San Francisco Bay Area, 304, and the low is Jackson, Mississippi, 209.
On average, after a 3-penny rise over the past 2 or 3 weeks, analyst Toby Lundberg says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular grade unleaded gasoline is now $2.46 a gallon, the national average 28 cents per gallon above a year ago. More from townhall.com. A promising life cut short by ties to violence and gang culture.
Services are set for this afternoon in Bristol, Connecticut for Aaron Hernandez, the former New England Patriots tight end who was found hanged in his cell at a maximum security prison in Massachusetts last Wednesday. He was serving a life sentence for the 2013 murder of semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd. Hernandez had also just been acquitted of murder charges in the shooting deaths of two men in Boston in 2012. A Massachusetts medical examiner ruled Hernandez's death to be a suicide. I'm Shirley Smith.
New Orleans taking down Confederate statues, becoming the latest Southern body to divorce itself from the past. Mayor Mitch Landrieu said the first memorial came down overnight because of death threats and intimidation from some of those who don't want the monuments to be taken away. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Save the date for Friday, May 12th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce are hosting Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for prize money. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Hill Street Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person. Tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 12th, for the 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew Fest. From 5 to 9 p.m. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7454 or log on to windriver.com. Bacon and Brew. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of Reading, River City. Phone lines here 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have a great day today, even though it's starting to rain 7 minutes after the hour of 8 here on the 24th of April 2017. Bad Bob, I'm sure that you have some kind of weather report.
I do, in fact, Carl. Mostly cloudy today, occasional rain showers, depending on where you happen to be standing. 60% chance, mostly cloudy skies tonight. It'll be unsettled for the next couple of days. By Friday, though, we are looking for some fair amount of sunshine. Shasta Lake is currently 9 feet from the top of the dam. This report brought to you by Shasta. Oh, by the way, it is 50 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-known business in the town of Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. Not only that, discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's it, the only one that does everything from design and building of jewelry to watch repair. The only one in town. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Great prices, great people. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying this morning. After the first round of France's presidential election, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 221 points at 20,769. The S&P 500 advancing 23,072, and the NASDAQ composite up 67 points at 5,977. The three most actively traded stocks in the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 90 cents at 23.60 per share, GE up 4 cents, trading at 29.59, Chesapeake Energy down 16 cents at $5.36. Four local bank stocks of interest, Tri-County's Bank up 66 cents, trading at 35.74, Cornerstone Community Bank 55 cents, 13.55, and Bank of Commerce up 20 cents at 11.25. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.29%.
Hello. That wasn't me.
Uh-oh. We lost Susan. What happened? I saw. Did I see lightning outside? Okay. Well, I tell you what. While we're waiting for Susan to come back, let's go to Sally. Good morning, Sally. Are you still there?
Good morning. I am.
Okay. What's going on with you?
Well, we are super excited because we are hosting Mark Baird tonight. He's our spokesman for the state of Jefferson, and he's going to be here talking about our upcoming court case and what's going to happen once we file and what we need to do to make this happen. So we expect a big crowd tonight. I hope the listeners out there will come early to get a good seat and learn about what the state of Jefferson is all about. And if they have questions, your questions will be answered. So,
well, okay, that's going to be tonight, 6 p.m.?
And the Jefferson Committee meets at 5:30. So come early if you want to get oriented, if you don't know anything about the state of Jefferson, and then stay for the main meeting, which will be Mark Baird.
I tell you what, the state of California is just every day is giving you new people.
Every day, more ammunition for the state of Jefferson. So the location is at 3276 Bocelli Lane.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Rally Sally.
Right. Thank you,
see you
Carl.
Tonight.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, I'm here, of course. Joe Comente is my co-host today. Linda's on her way to Mendocino. In fact, they're on the road right now. She and her girlfriends, Bertha Michalak, and, you know, she and Michael of the Fly Shop, and many of their, not many, but I think there's like five of the girls.
Good for them.
Go to Mendocino, and they spend the week there. And
did you just call Mike Michalak one of the girls?
I said, I meant to, somewhere, and I was supposed to throw the Fly Shop.
You just
in there.
Had the Ginsburg moment there, didn't you?
Yeah, I just somewhere, and I thought I needed to say Bertha and Mike Michalak, the Fly Shop, you know, and you know, but I probably left out the Fly Shop, right? Well, Mike's not going. He said he's not going. I don't think he's going.
You just had your Ruth Bader Ginsburg moment of the
that
week.
Was it. You know, so, hey, we're here with Joe Comente. This is Open Line, and we're talking about things that are going on in our community and our state. And so far, we're kind of like running up against walls. But let's go to the phones here. Peter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, listen, you know I feel very strongly anti all these government welfare people and you know, you're talking about why can't their pensions be reduced. I'm looking at a form here right now from the automotive industry's pension fund, my pension fund, and they're telling me as of July the 1st, 2017, my pension's going down 30%. Other people that have been in it longer than me, their pension's going down 60%, which is their between $1,400 and $1,500 a month, it's going down to $511 and $588. Now, why is it that government pensions are carved in stone? I mean, they don't do anything for you. I mean, they're welfare people with a white collar, and we why can't we touch them? And if you want to save the country, you've got to remember that these people have sent every westernized country in the world broke because of the same pension and overpaid for doing nothing, and in the end, what they need to do is they need to be put on 401k plans. And I say that to my dear friend Rally Sally and Terry, you know, with this state of 51.
Well, you know what? There's nothing that says
thing that's going to save anybody. They've got no skin in the game, these guys.
Well,
they get a job at 25, and they know what they're going to get at 85 if they live long enough.
Well, I tell you what, Peter, here's the thing is that also my in-laws who work for Aerojet took a $300 a month cut and last year, a couple years ago, because of the fact of the, you know, taxes and all these other things. So you're right. Why can't if it looks like people are in trouble, why can't people take a hit in their retirement income?
I mean, it's not only my pension. The grocery pension is taking a hit. Or the pensions in the private sector are all taking a hit, but the government pensions can't be touched. It's a load of bloody nonsense, mate. I mean, and as I say, look, I don't mean to be an a-hole here, but that they need to be tied in with 401k plan, and we're all on the same playing field. They have no skin in the game.
Okay, I like it. Thanks, Peter.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know,
he certainly has a strong opinion.
Well, sure. But I tell you what, there's nothing that says, I mean, you're doing a 401, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's other people that work for private companies that they did. They have lost part of their retirement. Where does it say is that the state and the federal and the county and the cities can't be touched? It says that they can't reduce that.
It's a very difficult situation to wade into. And my own personal feeling is we start with new people coming in, and then we look at ways to develop the economy, too, so we can afford the best.
Okay, and one of the ways we can help afford the best is what we're going to talk about right after this break.
Yes.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. I'm telling you what, Jeff Wirst knows what he's doing, whether it's a little bitty chip that's like the size of a dime or smaller, up to cracks, up 2.5 feet in length. And let me tell you something. If you've got a chip in your windshield and that hot air or that hot weather this summer, it'll just take it all the way across the windshield. He fixed a crack in my windshield 9 years ago. It was 12 and a half inches. You can't even see it. Here it is. 9, 10 years later, still can't see it. This is how good work this man does. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. You won't be sorry. I'll be right back with Joe Comente. We're going to talk. Now, Joe's got something he's going to come back to tell us how he's going to solve. He's going to solve the fiscal problems of this area.
I'm rolling up my sleeves right now.
In this next segment. So if you're not ready, get ready.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay 3 times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these 3 things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least 3 bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda, of course, is on her way to Mendocino with all the girls. And I'm here with my co-host, Joe Comente, one of the great guys of this town, and whom I admire. And I really do, Joe. You do so much for this. For our city and our county.
Anyway.
Well, you do, but you do more. We're going to talk about it just right after this message from Alliance Heating and Air. And this kind of goes along with what you're getting ready to talk about.
Right.
Alliance Heating and Air, find no one, pick no one else to do your heating and cooling systems except Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, but even better than that. I know these guys. They have worked on my house on the heater and the air conditioning system and putting in a on-demand water system. There's nobody better than Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Here's the other thing about it, though. It's a veteran-owned business. He runs it like a family business should be. He treats his customers like their family. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, I'm here with Joe Comente, and Joe's going to tell us the secret here of restoring order and financial acumen in Shasta County.
I'm going to have to leave. There's just no way I can handle any of that. But what we've talked about, and it's been politicized, and this I think appropriately so, is the need to develop our economy. And driving our economy is significant. And anybody who's been in business for one day knows that sales forgives a lot of sins. If you can generate revenues, you can handle a lot of the expenses. And there's no simple approach to that, but it really, in my mind, starts with training. And one of the things that we've done at the Exchange is we've created the trade school, Shasta Builders Exchange, which is a separate 501c3 corporation. And the goal is to put young people to work who may not feel that college is the appropriate place for them to go and have skills to build things. One of the challenges America faces is we don't make stuff anymore.
No, we don't.
And we need stuff made. And we need young people to be able to come in and build our homes and provide electricity.
Roof the homes.
Roof the home and bring
in
plumbing.
Drywall the homes.
Yes, there's so many trades. Right now there's over 3 million jobs in this country that go unfilled because we don't have skilled trades people. And part of that, I think, is we've spent, and I'm not anti-college. I have a college degree. I have a master's degree. I'm not dissing it, but college is not for everyone. But we spent the last 20 years telling people that it was college, college, college.
And we are in a spot right now, and I'm just looking at truck drivers. And people go, oh, I don't know about being a truck driver. Let me tell you what a truck driver is going to start out at $60,000 a year. And if they're any good and if they keep it together and they look at buying their own rig, these guys and girls are making over $200,000 a year with their own rigs. I mean, let's just think about that. And they can't find enough truck drivers.
Right.
And it just seems, oh, you know, truck driving. But then you take it down to that plumber. Oh, my gosh. Is there any – we can have all the philosophers in the world there.
Yes.
But it's kind of like the brain. If you look at the philosophers as the brain and the plumbers in the colon area, without that colon, the brain dies. Can I say it like that?
It's your show. You can say it however you like.
But it does. Okay, it's blocked up. That's it. You know, it's just a matter of time. The brain dies off. The colon controls everything. So if you don't have a plumber –
I agree. I mean,
what are you going
to
do?
To me, I have two basic things I need. I want fresh water coming in, and I want plumbing or wastewater going away.
I
don't want to deal with either of those things. And plumbers are vital to that. And as are electricians, as are carpenters.
Oh my gosh.
As are concrete people and roofers and drywallers.
And they're looking for them.
Yes. Yes.
Saw the ads. I just looked through the ads. You know, you were coming on for, construction people.
Yeah.
Concrete guys here in town. Looking for concrete guys in town. Looking for welders.
Heavy
diesel,
equipment.
Heavy equipment, mechanics, all these things.
Electricians. We get calls, framers. We really want to turn the tide and bring these young people, especially in rural areas where young people have grown up probably using their hands a lot and they tend to be very mechanical. We need to really translate those mechanical skills into financial stability. And I can look at my membership alone at the Builders Exchange, and there are multiple multi-million dollar companies who have done so based on a trade. So there are very viable career opportunities.
Let's look at just a couple of people here in town. Maybe like Boyce Muse.
Sure.
Boyce Muse has been on our show, so and I need to get Boyce back on again. But here's a guy that started out. He started out rough
as a laborer,
as a young man.
Yeah.
He had every reason in the world not to make it. He had every opportunity in the world to be a scumbag. He rose above that. He and his beautiful wife put this thing together with the concrete, mortgaged their house, mortgaged their retirement to get this one machine. And then they started in the concrete business.
Right.
And look at them now.
That's the American story.
That is the American
entrepreneurism
story.
Is what drives this economy. It always has and it always will. And that's one of the things we have to continue to nurture in this environment, and that is entrepreneurism. And let that independent business person step up and create value and subsequently revenue and subsequently a tax base in our community.
Okay, Joe. We're running, and we hear this, even though there's been some really good things happening in the city of Reading under the permitting system and all this. I mean, I've heard this. Before, it was just so jacked up. But now, under the new guy in there, and he's brought in some other people, mm-hmm. I understand that the permitting system there has gotten a lot easier.
It is a lot more open. I mean, Larry Voppel is the person who took
right,
over.
Larry
One of
Voppel.
The things that I really liked about Larry was he had an economic development background. So he'd been in the private sector. So he understood what it was like to sit on the other side of that table without the knowing that every day you lost is money you lost. So Larry is very open. He's extremely smart. He brought in Paul Hillman, who's a great planner, and they will literally sit down and talk with you. Now, there are state laws, and we were just talking about the state and the insanity of the state, over which the city can do nothing.
Right. They've got to, yeah.
But what Larry and his team has done, and Brian Crane has done it with Public Works as well, is they show you how we can best navigate through this system. It is going to be bumpy. That is the price of doing business in California. But there are ways that you can work through the system. A few weeks ago, Mary Machado and I, mostly Mary from Shasta Voices, talked about impact fees. And our goal wasn't to validate or vilify. It was to tell people, here are what impact fees are. Here's how they're determined. Here's how they drive the economy. So,
was there a bottom line to this meeting? Because you know we talked about this a lot, but I didn't get the feedback. So I'm glad you're here. Was there a bottom line? Is that we're charging too much, or we don't have a choice?
No, I think the bottom line was that the city council has a lot of say over how these things are enforced. So it's not mandated by law by the state of California, and that it is something that should be reviewed on a regular basis. Now, right now we do it about every 5 years. But I'm hoping out of these conversations, and I know that the city council is already wanting to agendize it, that maybe we can start looking at it every year, every 2 years. Because it's predicated
on
growth, and if the growth is not occurring, then you need to adjust. You need impact fees.
I agree. We need those.
Yes.
But they can't be based on something that's just –
right.
Where in the hell did you get that number?
Right. It can't be pie in the sky.
Yeah.
It can't be unrealistic expectation. You have to find that balance, and it's not easy between what the community needs, and those needs are important, and what the developer or the investors need so that it makes it profitable for them to invest.
If it gets to that point where it's too close, if the number's too close, and we've all seen that, we were getting ready to do something with the Civic. And it was investing money and somebody coming in. Now,
right.
There wasn't any doubt that the guy wasn't going to do well. But the numbers were so close that after putting, investing the money, your return, and if there, return wasn't that great. And then if anything had happened, you lost money.
Right.
So I can understand if somebody's getting ready to build, 50 houses.
Right.
And that number gets too close because of fees. Why would you want to risk that?
Right. And that is really the balance.
Yeah.
And it really takes a city council that's open to that. It takes department heads that understand and appreciate that. And it takes a lot of communication. Because to me, it's basic. If you communicate more, you're more likely to understand the other person's point of view, and you have a greater likelihood of collaborating. And I know that's a simplistic way of saying it, but it's the truth. And we too often just take sides, and then, you know, we stick our stake in the ground, and this is where we're going to stand.
We put our stake in the ground like the Cheyenne dog soldiers. We strap ourselves to the stake, and we'll die there.
Yeah, and there's just, you know, that may be heroic death, but it's death nevertheless, and it just doesn't do benefit to our community.
No, we have to be thinking outside the box here. We can't just keep going by rote. It obviously hasn't worked.
Right.
And life is changing too fast in too many different directions.
Right. And that's the upside of it is if you look around you, we can only get better. So that should be encouraging.
That's why you always want to take over command, whether it's a fire team, a platoon, or a battalion where the last guy just wasn't any good or he wasn't real good. And that way you can only go up.
There's only
even
one place
no matter what you do, you're going to go up. So, and we've got that possibility. We got to take a break here. I'm with Joe Comente, who is one of our leaders in our business industry, in training our young men and women that finding viable jobs that's going to pay them a living wage immediately after they get out of these schools. And it's not just at the Builders Exchange. Now, you take the other people that have gone through training in other organizations around here and you find them jobs too.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
We work with the community to create a workforce. Certainly we're trade oriented, but there is so much need for trade people that we can help them find jobs, whether they're here or whether in other places in the state. The goal is to get them educated and to get them gainfully employed.
There you go. 8:30 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the air. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Inside from skin out, Dandelion Boutique can clothe the lovely women of this town. And you're not going to find a better place than Dandelion Boutique. Linda loves it there. Tricia loves it there. Everybody I know just loves going there and buying their clothes, buying all the accessories from Dandelion Boutique. 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. Dandelion Boutique. We'll be right back with Joe Comente.
In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts and it's magic. If the music is grooving, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in
that. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
It's raining diamonds at Gold Mart Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Gold Mart Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Gold Mart is your diamond destination. Gold Mart Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 1326 Market Street, right here in the center of River City.
And the beating heart.
The beating heart. It's 54 degrees going up to 62 today. And as Bob said earlier, if you're standing someplace, you could be standing in the rain. Well, I walked outside a little while ago, and I was standing in the rain, so it must have been raining right here. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Went down there and had all of my hair cut Friday. It had been so long that it took them like 10 minutes to brush up all the hair that was laying around the place. Mm-hmm. And I just said, that's not all my hair. It's gray. No, not all that's gray. But anyway, silver. You silver-haired stallion.
A little snow on the roof.
A little snow on the roof, but you're still firing the furnace there, buddy. Uh-huh. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And D.C., I understand, is coming back maybe this week, but even bigger. Logan's cutting his beard off.
Really?
Logan's cutting his beard off.
So
Logan, who looks like a
rumors to rest.
Well, you know what? He looks kind of like, when you see that beard, it kind of looks like the kind you see in the Al-Qaeda photos. You know, I'm not kidding you. I mean, well, he's not. Of course, he's not. And, oh, you know what? We forgot. Is Nick still on the phone?
Let's see if he is.
Nick, are you still there?
I believe. Hello, Nick. Nope, Nick is.
Nick, I am so
Nick
sorry.
Has left the building. Call
Nick,
back,
I am. Please call back because I'm just talking about your boy. Anyway, Logan's a great guy, and he's cutting my hair, and he says, "Hey, I'm going to cut my hair my beard this week." Wow, it's a big thing. Anyway, Nick, please, you know, accept my apology on that. I don't know, we were just talking, and I didn't see this.
A live radio show.
Live radio show.
Many
okay.
Moving parts.
Okay.
And we start gabbing.
And we start gabbing. Hey, LaMoffa. Article in the paper. Is he in trouble? And the questioning being was that you've got Trump just galvanized all the Democrats in these places, like, you know, we're up here in this district, which is a safe district for Republicans. But it galvanized so many of the Democrats. They've just formed all these different parties of groups of people. And the whole thing is, hey, you're supposed to represent us too. It's kind of like what we're all saying to the Dems down in Sacramento.
Right.
But they're saying this to LaMoffa. And they're going after him, and they're going after him heavy. Now, will this kind of like burn off after a couple months and all this? Or will this catch fire like the Tea Party did? And so does Doug LaMoffa have to worry about it? You've got the ones that are booing in this. They're the very progressive, the liberals. But if you remember last year, a lot of the far right, very conservative people were going after LaMoffa because he wasn't being tough enough. Does right. this open him up for a moderate Republican that can come in here and take the Democrat and independent votes?
I think the whole dynamic. And,
has it changed?
Yeah, I think the whole dynamic is changing. And no matter how you feel about what happened with Trump, to me the message that it sent was the status quo was not acceptable. And people went in the direction they went. And I think it's time for a little more open-mindedness, and I think everybody in a position of responsibility in politics is at risk, as they should be, because they should be constantly looking at the people they serve and figure out how they best serve them. And I think we lose that. And I know there have been a few competitors up here that wanted to step into that race. but didn't for a variety of reasons, and some economic and some political.
Well, Doug Wright, right, was ready to. I mean, he jumped in, yeah. And he thought that that he would have a chance. But then the Democrat,
right,
the guy that runs Jim Reed, who runs every time and gets trounced. And Jim Reed said, "Oh, I'm going to have a great. No, I've got a real chance this time." Because, you know, it's Trump and there's going to be more people and, you know, all this. And, of course, he was wrong. But this moderate Republican coming in and going after – he'd go after those 40% of those Democrat votes.
Right.
And the independents. And then moderate Republicans who just, you know, feel that way. I'm thinking that, there could be somebody that's out there that could – even though that Doug won by 60% last time.
And a lot of that, I really think, is brand familiarity.
Republican. That's it.
Most people don't really know who's running in anything really about their background, so they look at someone and go, I recognize that name. And I think that happens locally as well as nationally.
Well, you know, the people that said that, Doug Emhoff is never around, that's absolutely – that's absolutely untrue. You can't turn around without seeing Doug Emhoff at someplace doing something for somebody.
Right.
And I appreciate that. You hear a lot more than I think Wally Herger ever was. But I just it's interesting to think that, are we changing here? Are we changing the diametrics up here in Northern California?
It could very well be. I mean, there's an influx of different philosophies and attitudes. Time always tells the tale. We'll find out one way or the other.
Well, you know what? Somebody says here, like the progressives I had on last week, I had these two ladies on that were Antonia and Thalia, who were part of the group that were teaching people how to, when you go to these, how to dissent. And they were big on the red and green signs. They said they didn't want to get into – they thought the yelling and rudeness was bad. They thought friendly and outgoing was the best way of doing it. And if you don't agree, okay, you hold up the red sign. If you do agree, you hold up the green sign. And the person says here, it says, like the progressives you had on last week, if you remember, they said what they said about civil discourse from the reports I heard, they were complete liars. Why don't you talk about that for a minute? There were people there yelling. Did you go to that? Neither did I.
Did anybody see these two individuals yelling?
I wouldn't think, because they were also reporting on it for the News Cafe. But they did not seem like the types that would just completely just go berserk out there and start yelling. But there were people that were. And so I can't say that they were. And on the other hand, it would have surprised me, because their whole attitude was not to get into fights, but to get into – hey, look, you're there to represent us, too. We believe in a woman's right to choose. We believe in the affordable health care plan. We believe in climate change. This is what we believe in. We're 40% of your electorate. What are you doing for us?
That's fair and reasonable.
It is fair and reasonable.
That discourse, what makes this country great is the fact that we can have discourse. And the challenge I see is that we spend more time polarizing and name-calling than we actually look at trying to appreciate the other side of the aisle's opinion. Does not mean we ever have to agree with it, but we should at least be open to it in as much as it will help us become more effective leaders. And we seem to not do that. It's either on this side or you're on that side, and we, the people, are stuck in the middle.
And it's true. And so we've gotten to the point where it's not representing everybody. It's the 50 plus one that you're looking at, the 50 plus one. So if you've got the 50 plus one, you don't really have to worry about the 49, because you've won. And that's wrong.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that this is the same thing we're facing right here in Northern California with the Democrats, by saying, look, they don't even care about us. They're not representing us. We want our own state, that represents what we believe in. Well, if you take it over to this other, then they have a right to say, you need to answer us, you need to talk to us and represent, listen to our thoughts and give us your opinions about why we're wrong.
I agree. And I think that's the whole issue. I think that's what happened in the national election. And I'm not going to throw a shot at the Democrats, but one of the things that I will say about them is that if you didn't agree with them, you were wrong. Well, isn't tolerance about understanding that there are people with differing opinions and that you should recognize those opinions?
I think so.
I think that's where the whole system has gone off the rails. If you don't think like me, you must be wrong.
Absolutely. When you can't have a political discourse or civil discourse, we had a civil discourse, those two girls, women, young ladies. I was diametrically opposed probably to a lot of things that they said.
I can imagine that would be
true. Were probably diametrically opposed, but we were sitting in here, we had a great conversation,
right.
We respected each other's viewpoints. I don't hate them, I disagree with what they were thinking on a lot of things. However, there were things that we did agree on. We found out we were sitting in here, we all agree on, like infrastructure. We need to put people back to work.
Absolutely.
We need to make sure our country's safe.
Right.
And one girl, that everybody got outraged, were outraged about was, she was Greek, but she has been naturalized. She was a naturalized citizen. She chose to be a citizen of the United States. And everybody saw, she's not even an American. Well, she was an American.
That's right. She is the essence of America because she did it legally.
She did it legally. So, I just think that we need to find some way of opening our minds for both sides.
And that is really the case for both sides.
Hey, Rob, hang on to right after the break, and we'll be able to, I'm going to break a little bit early so we can get to you right after the break. Also, somebody pointed out that there was very little of the, of the shouting down and all this, that the crowd was well under control when Doug was there. He and the staff did a lot. I know Doug took it over right away, and there was two lines, comments and questions.
Right.
And it seemed to work out. And, hopefully that's the kind of town hall and discourse we can have.
That's the way it should be.
And we'll be right back.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Joe Clemente today. Linda's on her way to Mendocino with her girlfriend and a girlfriend week. This portion of the show brought to you by Helm Helpers, 226-8350. You're not going to find a better place for in-home health care than Helm Helpers, whether it's short-term or long-term. Sharon Clark, best in the North State, businesswoman of the year, business person of the year.
She's a woman.
She, you know, started this business herself. You're not going to find a better place for care for your loved ones. Give her a call, 226-8350. Okay, Joe, we've got a bunch of people lined up here. Let's start with Rob. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. You know, I don't agree with next to anything President Obama said, but he had one really good comment, which was elections have consequences. When I see what's happening at these town hall meetings, the one thing that just kind of strikes me is that, you know, we have a system of government whereby you make your voice heard at the ballot box. And when we have a town hall meeting, that is the opportunity for the people to connect with the person that we sent to Washington to do the work for us. And so when that person is coming back to report the work that they're doing, he is doing his job. He is doing what we voted for him to do. Elections have the consequences, and here in Shasta County and this whole district, the consequence for those people that don't agree is that this man is doing the work of the people that sent him to Washington. And over 60% of the people here in this district agree with what that man is doing in Washington or is trying to do. And so it's not a matter of we're trying to shut you up and not say anything, but in a forum like a town hall meeting, have your question, have your comment, and none of this yelling and screaming. That's not what it's all about. So that's a comment that I had for today.
Okay. Well, thanks, Rob. It is. The thing is, you know, you want to have your, you know, you want a question answered or you want to make a comment, and you ought to be able to do that without having people screaming at you.
Absolutely.
Or that. Okay. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was on there at the meeting, and I sat right in the middle of the center of the auditorium. And the people with the green and black and red signs were fairly orderly at the beginning of the meeting, and then they started flipping up. But as soon as somebody started yelling, they were some of the loudest yellers, those people that had those signs that they were supposed to be quiet about. And it was so noisy that Doug went down and got one of the agree signs from the lady in the front row and got up and held it up because he couldn't talk. It was too noisy. But he held up the agree, I agree, and then went and gave it back to him. But then he went but as soon as they started getting rowdy, he just goes to the next comment or went over to the next line over there. As soon as the people got done, they had 60 seconds to spew their self, and then they kicked them off the line. And that worked out pretty good. Erin holds a pretty good rein on the question mark over there. So, anyway, I just wanted to say that the people that are supposed to be saying they're going to be respectful and they're not be up there for some of the loudest yellers.
Yeah, you know, and that's probably true. But you know, the question is, and I'm writing some stuff right now in the chat room, is the two ladies that were on. I don't know if they yelled, and I can't say they did. I just know is what they were. They were saying is that, you know, courtesy and friendliness, hold up the signs, you know, when you get a chance, you let the congressman know what you think, what you believe in, but you do it in a courteous manner so everybody can speak. And if they were yelling and screaming and doing that, I don't know. And so I can't, and I'm not going to accuse them of it. So, no, but I don't know that they didn't do it. Okay. Thanks, Jim. All right. Okay, Joe. Gosh, what do we got left here?
Well, I want to throw a plug out for the trade school, if I may.
Oh, yeah.
As we were talking before, it's all about developing our workforce and training young people. And we actually have a program coming up in June 19th through the 23rd. It's part of our Get to Work Now program. It's a condensed version that will give them basics on how to be safe and how to be productive on a job site, on a construction site. We're also including in their tuition – Not only lunch every day for 5 days, but they'll get a tool belt with two pouches. They'll get a Vaughn framing hammer. They get a tape measure. They get a square, so they're capable of, again, going on the job site and having some tools. And for $249, they're going to build a shed. They're going to understand what a header is. They're going to understand how to install doors, how to frame walls, how to put down a subfloor. We really want to give them basic skills that will give them an introduction to the trades.
How big a shed?
I don't know the exact dimensions.
I have a backyard.
Okay, well, we're probably going to auction it off. So,
oh, okay. I see. I was going to offer my yard for them to work in.
I really respect that. And, and we could probably put it in your yard. It'd just be a price tag attached to it.
Oh, okay. I got it.
But that's kind of what we're offering. So we would love you can go to our website, or you can go to thetradeschool.org, and either place, and you can get some more information. It's called Come Build With Us.
Okay, great. Just get you started on that. I just saw Caitlin Riley walk by. She's our new sales girl. She is just a tiger out there. Hey, Joe, the last thing here. We haven't even touched on the homeless, or we talked about crime, but not homeless.
Right.
I don't know if you saw this article about the homeless showers.
Yes.
They were giving those in the Shasta Community Center parking lot for the last, 12 weeks, and over 300 showers.
Yes.
You know what? I think that's a great idea.
I absolutely 100% agree with you.
You know, and people go, no. You know, there's certain basic things. Having lived my life when we'd go for, literally a month without a shower.
Right.
I mean, you wash out of your canteen or a liter bottle.
Or the river in this case.
Or we were doing that too. And the fact is that it's one thing, but I knew at the end of this time that I'd be back in the shower.
Right.
Now, these people don't know that.
No.
And I don't see the problem with a basic necessity.
Absolutely agree. And if you take that away from them, you've eliminated any sense of hope and any sense of ability for them to assimilate back into the community. There will always be those that won't, as Chief Paletti so articulately states. No matter what you try to do, they won't do it. But there are a lot of people who can and will, if given the opportunity. And I think this is something we should be doing as a civilized society.
You know, I'm into that. I'm into bathrooms out places where they're, so that – oh, if they take them, they just ruin them. And I think somebody tried that, and there were some where they were ruined. So you just pull them out.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate consequence.
It is. Now, somebody said, what is the URL for the basic building class? Is that tradeschool.org is a holding page, no content.
Okay, well, we're just starting to build that. So go to ShastaBE, as in buildersexchange.com, and then you can pull down the menu on Trade School. It'll give you a list of all the classes.
ShastaBE,
as in Builders Exchange.
Okay, at?
ShastaBE.com.
Okay. Oh, just ShastaBE.com.
Or you can go to training at ShastaBE.com.
Okay. Good. You know, we've talked a lot about a lot of different things here.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah. Gosh. And, here's something that the last 3 minutes. Aaron Moran just died. 56 years old.
Yeah.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she was Joni.
Joni and Happy Days.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, when you see this, say, well, why are you bringing that up? Well, several reasons is that Happy Days was kind of like an iconic comedy from back in, what, the 80s?
It was 70s.
The 70s.
About,
that's right,
70s,
the 70s.
Not the 50s.
Okay, I tell you what, it was in the 70s because it was like 75 or 76 because my daughter was born in 74. And her favorite shows were Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, and they were also the top rated shows in America. So here's a 4 year old, what she liked watching. Everybody, they kind of told me at what level we were all watching. But here's a girl that after she got out of the Happy Days thing, her life went into turmoil.
Yeah.
And to the point that, she couldn't work. She was into drugs and alcohol. And they, and at this last place, she was trying to kind of get herself back together again, but they threw them out, she and her husband, for excessive partying, and now at age 56, found dead. That's
tragic.
It is tragic.
It's tragic for any human being, certainly someone who had been given the opportunities early on in her life that she had.
You know, and you think that about a lot of our young people.
Yes.
They've got those opportunities.
Yes.
And then on the others who've never given that opportunities, who can claw their way through that and become
And it really, that you raise a great point, and I really think for the young people, it comes down to mentoring and being available to show them there are routes that they can take that will lead to their success. Take some hard work.
It does. But you know what? The idea of the mentors is very important.
I agree.
I think that makes the difference, you know, and helps them. The last thought of the day is that from one of our anonymous chat rooms, have you guys noticed that how adamantly Bad Bob defends these types? Have you noticed the Soros for World President sticker on his Jeep? Coincidence? I think not.
All I've seen on my Jeep is a lot of Dutch Bros.
Dutch Bros. I tell you what, if I see one more Dutch Bros on your Jeep, you won't be able. You're going to need to take off in low gear just to get it going.
They're all peeling off.
Okay, Joe Comente, thank you so much, buddy, for being here today.
My pleasure.
You were just going to come on and talk for a little while, but you know, why don't you come on because you've got some really good insight about it.
I've got a lot of opinions. Most people don't want to hear them, but I have a lot of opinions.
That's the best thing about radio. They may not want to hear, so I have to do this. And here's the best thing: is just change the channel.
Yeah.
Unlike at Berkeley, if you bring in Ann Coulter, where you say, oh, no, we're going to cancel because we don't want to listen to her. It's too dangerous. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Berkeley, the home of free speech.
Berserkly.
Yeah. Then they change their mind. Then they change it again.
It's all about tolerance, and sometimes they're intolerant.
Yeah,
I'm always challenged with that.
Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane is going to be joining us with all the things that are going on with them. And we've got a couple other people. Also, we're going to be talking about Mental Health Week. And I've got some things I never even got into this week. Like, is it okay for cities and other institutions to take down statues of Confederate heroes, Confederate veterans from their towns? Should that be done? It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump isn't giving in to Democrat demands that he abandon his plan to build that border wall. In a tweet today, Mr. Trump said the wall is a very important tool in stopping drugs from pouring into our country. Mr. Trump argues a must-pass government funding bill should include money for the wall. Democrats suggest they could shut down the government over the issue.
That's an incredible record to break.
The record the president refers to has been set by astronaut Peggy Whitson, the International Space Station commander, breaking the American record for the most time spent in space, 534 days in orbit as of today, and the president spoke with her earlier today via video hookup